Lazarin News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Canadians are hopeful that shifting winds may push a dangerous wildfire away from the oil sands hub of Fort McMurray. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Officials say that everyone should remain vigilant.
Our highest priority right now is the wildfire south of Fort McMurray.
Alberta Wildfire Information Manager Christy Tucker.
It is out of control and is now nearly 21,000 hectares in size.
Officials are hopeful that favorable winds can help push that wildfire away from the oil sands area.
Less than 1 millimeter of rain fell on the wildfire overnight. Active fire behavior is expected today, but it should be less than what we saw yesterday.
Evacuation orders for the area are likely to remain in place until at least May 21st. Sound courtesy CTV. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Slovakia's prime minister was shot today in an assassination attempt.
Slovakia's president says an attempt to assassinate the country's prime minister is an attack on democracy. President Zuzana Kaputova, a political rival of PM Robert Fico, said in a televised statement, a physical attack on the prime minister is first of all an attack on a person, but it's also an attack on democracy. Any violence is unacceptable. The hateful rhetoric we've been witnessing in society leads to hateful actions, she says. Please, let's stop it. Kaputova says the shooter was arrested but gave no details about him. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Fico, 59, was shot in the abdomen after a meeting in the town of Handlova, about 100 miles northeast of the capital of Bratislava in central Slovakia. Record highs on Wall Street today with the Dow up by 349 points. The Nasdaq rose 231. The S&P advanced 61. This is SRN News. Most Americans support abortion.
Many pro-life leaders have said that the movement has a lot of work to do in changing hearts and minds on the issue, and a new poll from the Pew Research Center proves just that. The survey indicates that 63% of adults believe abortion should be legal in all or most cases, compared to 36% who say it should not. Amongst the groups most likely to support abortion, Democrats, the young, blacks and Asians, and people with college degrees. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is considering a lawsuit filed by six members of a University of Wyoming sorority who are challenging the admission of a man to their local chapter. The plaintiffs argue the sorority ignored its own rules by allowing the man to join their chapter in Laramie, Wyoming. A state judge threw out the lawsuit last year, ruling he could not override how private voluntary organization defines what a woman is. This is SRN News. It was a record-setting rally on Wall Street, with all three indexes topping their previous highs. We hear more on the day from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks rallied to record highs on Wall Street on hopes that inflation is heading back in the right direction. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2% Wednesday, beating the all-time high it set back in late March. The NASDAQ Composite added 1.4%. The Dow rose 349 points. That's about 0.9%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market after a report showed that growth in consumer prices eased a bit last month. A rally earlier this week in so-called meme stocks was already showing signs of fizzling out. AMC Entertainment gave back most of its gains from a day earlier. The struggling movie theater chain said it would issue more than 23 million shares of stock in order to wipe out some of its debt. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.